And let's begin with prayer.
早晨好, 让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主, 我们为今天感谢你。
As we study your word, help us to hear from you.
当我们学习你话语的时候, 让我们能听到你的声音。
And bring encouragement to us through your word.
求你通过你的话语给我们的心带来鼓励。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are looking today at the three letters of John.
我们今天要看的是三本约翰, 约翰书信。
John was part of Jesus' inner circle.
约翰是耶稣那个最亲近的那个圈子里的人。
He and James and Peter.
他还有雅各还有彼得, 他们是那个小圈子里的。
After Jesus' resurrection,
在主耶稣复活之后,
he, like the other apostles, is preaches and evangelizes.
然后他就像别的使徒一样, 他们是讲道的和这个宣道的。
At some point, he went to Ephesus to pastor.
然后, 大概在一个什么时间点, 他去了以弗所, 成为那个教会的牧师。
And at least according to tradition, takes Mary with him there.
在他应该根据这个传统呢, 他是带着耶稣的母亲玛利亚一起去了。
And takes care of her.
然后他照顾他。
And then late in life, he is exiled to the island of Patmos by the emperor.
然后在他的生命的晚期呢, 他被当时的皇帝流放到了这个拔摩海岛上。
We will talk a bit about that next week when we look at Revelation.
然后我们下个星期看启示录的时候, 我们会讲那个。
But today we're looking at three letters.
今天我们看的是三封书信。
Probably written from Ephesus.
可能是从这个以弗所写的。
He is already an old man.
他那个时候已经是一位 年纪挺大的人了, 年迈的人。
At least for that time, he lived to be in his 90s. And that was very unusual at that time.
他那个应该是活到了90多岁, 在那个时代, 那是很不寻常的。
He is probably somewhere in his 80s when he writes these three letters, late 80s.
当他写这三封书信的时候, 他应该是, 80多岁的。
I have given you, this is slide 11, I have given you the themes of the three letters.
我在这个第11个幻灯片给了你们约翰书信的这个主题。
I'm going to spend most of our time on the first letter.
我的主要花时间在约翰一书。
Let me just say briefly, the second letter focuses on truth.
第二,约翰二书呢, 它的聚焦点是在真理。
And relates to what we talked about last week with especially 2 Peter and Jude.
然后这个尤其是跟 我们上个星期所讲到的约翰,彼得后书跟犹大书。
2 John has the same theme, and that is we must walk in truth, not walk in with false teaching.
然后, 约翰二书有同样的主题, 就是我们要行在真理, 真理中, 不要和这个假教师相交。
And then 3 John is a very strange letter to us.
这个约翰三书对我们来讲是一封很奇怪的书信。
I put here that the theme is hospitality.
然后我在, 写到这里是这个主题是款待, 好客款待。
But I need to make sure you understand what that means.
但是我要确定你们是了解我的意思。
The letter is short, but it's actually a very important little letter.
它是一封很短的书信, 但是却是一封很重要的书信。
Now, when we think of hospitality, I think we think of having someone over at our house for lunch.
然后呢，我们一想到这个好客款待，就是想到哦，可能是邀请某个人中午来吃饭。
Taking someone to a restaurant for supper.
或者是请人到餐馆里去吃晚餐。
And so we would probably be inclined to think, surely there's not a whole book in the Bible just about hospitality.
我们可能会觉得说，哦，肯定不会在圣经中有一本整本书是讲到这个好客款待的。
But there actually is.
但是的确是有一本这样的书信。
This little letter focuses on hospitality among Christians.
这个小小短短的书信就是专注在基督徒的好客款待上。
You see, in that world, there was no Holiday Inn or Hampton Inn.
在那个时代呢，是没有像那个就现在的 Holiday Inn 或者 Hampton Inn 这样的旅馆。
There was no McDonald's.
也没有麦当劳。
Or Chinese buffets.
也没有中餐馆，中国自助餐。
As these Christian evangelists were traveling from place to place,
所以当这些基督徒的这个宣教者，他从一个地方到另外一个地方的时候，
they relied very much on Christians to welcome them into their home and provide them food and a place to stay.
所以他们就很就是依赖于就是基督徒呢到了一个地方有人去接待他们给他们提供住的地方给他们食物。
And so in this little letter, John commends those in the church who are taking care of traveling evangelists and other Christians who need help.
所以呢在这封书信里边呢约翰呢就称赞那些接待那些比如说是过来宣道的这些基督徒或者是别的基督徒。
And he reprimands those who say, what's mine is mine.
他责备那些就是有些人就说我的就是我的。
I worked hard for this. This belongs to me.
我很努力的去挣到这些都是我的。
John says, as part of the body of Christ, we care for one another.
约翰说，作为基督的身体的一部分，我们彼此照料。
So what does this little letter say to us?
所以呢，这封小小的书信告诉我们什么呢？
Don't worry, I'm not going to knock on your door this afternoon and ask for dinner.
别担心，我不会在你们家门口敲门，请你给我做晚餐。请你邀请我的晚餐。
Message for us is care for one another.
但是这个信息的就是说你要彼此照顾彼此款待。
We are not individuals.
我们不是说一个每个人都是一个单独的个体。
We are part of a body.
我们是这个身体的一部分。
And that message is as important today as it was back then.
这个信息就像对那个时代那么重要，对我们今天同样的重要。
Because our tendency is to just care for ourselves.
因为我们的倾向就是只照顾我们自己。
John says we must care for one another.
但是约翰说我们要彼此照顾。
And that's the big message of 3 John.
这是约翰三书的一个重要的主题。
Now, let me come back and focus on 1 John. That's where we're going to spend most of our time today.
让我们再回到约翰一书，就是我们今天主要要讲的。
And John does something that is very nice for reading this letter.
约翰呢，就是为了让我们读这封书信，他做了一个很棒的事情。
Because he says to us, let me tell you why I'm writing.
然后因为他告诉我们他写作的目的。
And so if you will get your Bibles,
如果我们拿出来我们的圣经,
he tells us very specifically, here is why I'm writing this letter.
他很具体的告诉我们,这是我写这封信的原因。
So in chapter 1 verse 4,
在第一章第四节,
He says, I am writing that your joy may be complete.
他说我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
I want you to be joyful Christians, he says.
他说我想你们成为喜乐的基督徒。
Again, this is something I think we often ignore.
我同样我觉得这个是我们常常忽略的一个信息。
I meet many Christians who are not very joyful.
很多基督徒不是很喜乐。
In fact, I want to ask you a question.
我想问大家一个问题。
Fortunately, no one is in a room together, so you don't have to answer.
幸运的是我们没有在一起，所以没有人需要回答。
But I want you to answer to yourself.
我想你回答你自己，问你自己。
If someone were to ask your neighbor,
如果有人问你的邻居,
who is the happiest, most joyful person you know?
谁是你知道的这个最喜乐的最最高兴的人最幸福的人?
Who would they name?
他们会说是谁呢?
Now, I know someone is going to say, well, happy does not mean joyful.
我知道有人就会说这个高兴跟这个喜乐是不同的。
I'm sorry, but in the New Testament, it's the very same word.
不，但是呢，在新约里边，这个高兴跟这个喜乐两个是同一个词。
So I will ask again.
所以呢，我要再次问你。
If someone asks your neighbor, who is the happiest, most joyful person you know?
谁是你所认识的这个最高兴、最幸福、最喜乐的人呢
？Who would they name？
他们会说是谁呢
？And according to John，
根据约翰
，they ought to name a Christian。
他们应该说的命名的是一个基督徒。
I thought about that as I was studying this lesson。
然后呢，我就想到，当我学这个书信的时候，我就想到这个问题。
People who know us，
认识我们的人
，when they see our church, Palm Beach Chinese Church building，
当他们看到我们的教堂的时候
，they ought to think, man, the people at that church are the happiest people I've ever met。
他们应该想到的是，哦，那个教堂里边的人是我碰到的最高兴、最喜乐的人。
That's what John says.
那是约翰所说的。
That our joy may be complete.
愿我们的喜乐可以满足。
He taught that if the gospel has accomplished its purpose in our life,
如果福音在我们生命中成就了它的旨意,
we should be joyful people.
我们应该是喜乐的人群。
Then he goes on.
然后他继续说
Look at chapter 2, number, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
So first of all, I am writing, he says, so that you will have a complete and joy.
所以他说写信，我给你们写信，第一个是要你们有这个满足的喜乐。
Number 2, he says, I am writing these things so that you may not sin.
第二点呢，我写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
And you may be saying, well, now this is absurd.
然后你可能会说这个很荒唐。
First, you tell us that we're supposed to be joyful.
首先你告诉我们我们应该喜乐。
Now you tell us we're not supposed to sin.
现在你告诉我们我们不能犯罪。
First John is just impossible.
这个约翰一书就是不可能。简直是不可施行的，在现实是不实际的。
I will just say I didn't write it, John did.
我告诉你说，不是我写的这封信，是约翰写的。
So you have to talk to him.
所以你得跟他去讲。
I will come back to chapter 2, verse 1 in a little bit.
然后我待会儿再来讲第二章第一节。
The third thing he says.
第三点他强调的是。
I am writing, verse, chapter 2, verse 7 and 8.
二章七到八节。
I am writing no new commandment, but an old commandment.
他说，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是一条旧命令。
The old commandment is the word you've already heard. This is something you already know.
这是你们从起初所受的旧命令。
But then he says a strange thing.
然后他又说了一个挺奇怪的事情。
But at the same time, it is a new commandment.
但是在同时呢，这个也是一条新的命令。
And then he goes on to tell us that the commandment is that we must love our brother.
然后这个诫命就是你们要爱你们的弟兄。
Now he says it's a new commandment and an old commandment.
这是一个新的同时也是旧的命令。
It's old because we already had it in the Old Testament.
我们因为它是旧的，因为我们在旧约里边已经诫命中已经出现过。
But he says it's new because we see what that love looks like in Jesus.
那个之所以是新命令，因为我们在耶稣身上已经看到了那个爱是什么。
So I've given you three reasons he wrote.
然后我就告诉给你们讲了他写的三个原因。
And so far this morning you are thinking, ah, I wish I had not come to class.
然后可能到现在应该说我今天不应该来上课。
He wrote that you'll be the happiest, most joyful people in Palm Beach County.
然后他写到说，我们应该是这个棕榈滩郡里边最高兴、最快乐的那群人。
He wrote that you will not live in sin.
然后他写到，约翰写到说，你们不要犯罪。
He wrote that you must love your brother.
然后他强调说，你必须要爱你的弟兄。
Including the one who is different from you on his political views and his doctrine and the things that you disagree with.
然后就是那些跟你的在政治观念在教义方面都不同的人。
But John says you must still love him.
然后约翰说你仍然要爱他。
And then verse 12.
然后第12节。
He writes...I am writing to you because your sins are forgiven.
他说我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
And now this gives us the reason why we have that joy in chapter 1.
然后这个就给了我们为什么在第一章里边我们有那种快乐喜乐。
We are new people.
我们是新一种新造的人。
Our past has been erased.
我们的这个过往都被涂抹了。
I think one reason Christians are not joyful enough.
我觉得基督徒没有那样子快乐喜乐的原因之一就是
is that they forget about this fourth statement in John.
他们就是忘掉了这个约翰一书里边这个第四个原因。
It is incredible when you realize...My sins are forgiven.
当你意识到，如果你能意识到说你的罪已经被赦免，这个是多么的令人难以置信的时候。
That's what should make us joyful people.
那就应该让我们，那就是应该让我们成为这种快乐喜乐的人群的缘由。
And then he goes on in chapter 2, verse 26.
然后在约翰继续的往前写到26、27节第二章。
I write these things about those who are trying to deceive you.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那些引诱你们的人说的。
So he's writing to warn us of false teachers.
所以他写信是为了警告我们这些假教师。
And then the last one that I want you to see.
我最后一点想让你看到的是。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
He writes that we will know that we have overcome because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
他告诉我们是要让我们知道我们已经是得胜的，因为那在我们里边的比那在世界上的更大。
And chapter 5, verse 13 shows us more what that means. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
他说我五章十三节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
Probably in 2020, it is hard to emphasize that we are to be joyful people.
在2020年可能就比较困难的要提醒我们说，我们应该是快乐喜乐的人群。
I knew this lesson was scheduled for today.
我知道今天就是按照这个时间，按照顺序，就今天要讲这一课。
And last week, I was reading news.
然后上个星期我在读新闻。
And I thought, I have to quit reading the news or I won't be able to teach a lesson that says we're supposed to be joyful.
然后我就想说我必须得别再读这些新闻了，不然下星期就没法讲这个要关于这个喜乐的主题。
But here is the key.
但是这个是关键。
You see, if your joy is based on your health, at some point you will lose it.
如果你的喜乐是建立在你的健康之上，那有一天你总会失去。
If your joy is based on your bank account,
如果你的喜乐是建立在你的银行账户上，
this year might have been very bad for your joy.
这个今年可能对你的喜乐冲击就很大。
If your joy is based on politics,
如果你的喜乐是建立在政治之上，
you are going to become a gloomy person.
你会变成一个很低迷的人。
But please remember this.
但是请你记住这一点。
John is an old man. He probably doesn't have great health anymore.
约翰已经年迈了，他可能没有很好的，很不是很健康。
He was an evangelist. He has no money.
他是一个布道家，那他可能也没什么钱。
And his president was trying to execute him.
然后他的当时的统治者是想要处决他。
And he still says,
然后他仍然说，
I am writing that you will be filled with joy.
我给你写信是要让你真的是里面充满喜乐。
And that is the same word that is translated happy.
Which word?
Joy.
Oh,
is the same word.
他就是说我给你们写信是要让你们可以快乐，这个快乐跟喜乐是同一个词。
How can you be happy in those circumstances?
你如何在这样的环境中仍然快乐呢？
How can you be joyful?
你如何还能继续喜乐呢？
And this last one is the key.
那么最后这一点呢就是关键。
Because you know you have eternal life.
因为你知道你有永生。
Now, you might say, someone said to me a few weeks ago.
也许你会像几个星期以前有人对我说的。
I'm going to be joyful.
我会要喜乐。
Because life is terrible.
因为呢，生活很艰难，很可怕。
But at least when I die, I will go to heaven.
但是起码吧，我死了之后，我就可以去天堂了。
That's not what John says.
那不是约翰说的。
Listen to the verse.
请你听这一句。
He does not say.
他没有说。
That you know that you will have eternal life.
你知道你会有，将来会有这个永生，永远的生命。
He says, you know that you have eternal life.
然后相反他说的是你知道你已经有永生。
Not you will have it after you die.
不是说你死了之后才有这个永恒的生命。
You have it now.
你现在就有这个永远的生命。
You see, for John, eternal life is not just how long it lasts, but it's a quality of life.
这个对约翰来讲，这个永生不是说它有多长，而是说是这个品质，这个内涵。
You see, according to John,
根据约翰，
if you're going to have eternal life after you die, you have it now.
不是。在你这个死了之后的永生是现在就有。
And if you don't have it now, you're not going to have it after you die.
如果你现在没有永生，那你死了之后也没有。
Eternal life for John is a quality of life that is lived in joyful, beautiful relationship with our Father.
对约翰来讲，这个永生就是一种生命的这个这种本这种质量这种本质是跟你的天父过的有一种喜乐的一种美好的关系。
And so he goes on and he says, "This is what this means."
然后他又继续说，这个意思就是。
We have confidence.
我们就是确信。
That when we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
He doesn't always give us what we ask for.
他不会总是给我们所求的。
Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Sometimes He loves us enough to say no.
有的时候他因为这样的爱我们，所以他会对我们说不。
Because He knows what is best for us.
因为他知道什么对我们最好。
And so that allows us to be joyful even when He says no.
所以呢，即使他对我们说不，那也会让我们继续喜乐。
Because we can say,
因为我们可以说，
God, this is what I think I want.
神啊，这个是我觉得我需要的。
And if you say yes,
如果你说好。
I will be joyful.
我会喜乐，我会快乐。
But God, if you say no,
但是神啊，如果你说不，
I will still be joyful.
我仍然要快乐喜乐。
Because I know that what you want for me is better than what I want.
因为我知道你所希望我拥有，你所希望我要的，你所希望我有的，比我自己以为我要有的更好。
You see, I think that mindset is the only way we can have consistent joy in our world.
我觉得那样子的一个思想，才能够是让我们持续的在现在的世界有喜乐的这个唯一的途径。
If the only way you can have joy is by God giving you everything you ask for.
如果你唯一得到喜乐的途径就是得到神给你每样你想要的。
You're not going to be a joyful Christian.
那你不会成为一个喜乐的基督徒。
Because remember, the Father did not give Jesus everything he asked for.
要记住，因为父神也没有把耶稣所求的每件事都给他。
Jesus says, Father,
耶稣说父啊
It is possible, let this cup pass from me.
若是可以就求你把这杯挪去。
And the Father says, no, it's not possible.
但是父神就说那是不可能的。
But Jesus maintains his joyful confidence in the Father.
但是即使是那个时候耶稣也继续的持续的就是他在父他的对这种就是这种持续的这种喜乐跟这个在父神里的。
This joy doesn't mean there will be no pain. Jesus was suffering.
这个喜乐并不是意味着就没有痛苦，耶稣在受苦。
It doesn't mean there will not be disappointment.
也不意味着没有失望。
If you have lived through 2020 without any disappointment or pain, you probably don't know what's going on.
如果你在2020年没有经历任何的痛苦和失望，那可能你不知道现在的世界发生了什么。
But John writes that even in difficult times, we can be joyful people.
约翰写道，即使在很艰难的时期，我们仍然可以成为快乐喜乐的人群。
Not because we just close our eyes and ignore the problems of our world.
不是说我们闭上眼睛就是不看我们周围世界的问题。
but because already today we are living the eternal life that comes to us.
而是因为我们今天已经开始过的就是给我们的这种永远的生命。
Now, that brings us to what I think is the key question for John.
然后呢这个就就是带来我所认为的就是约翰要讲到的这个关键问题。
And I want to start with the question and then talk about John's answer.
然后我先讲这个问题然后再来讲约翰的回复约翰的答案。
If I were to ask you,
如果我问你
How do you know you are a Christian?
你如何知道自己是基督徒呢？
Here are some answers that I would get, at least based on answers I've received in the past.
根据我起码是根据我在过去接到答案，那我觉得可能你们会这样回答。
Someone would say,
有人可能会说
I know I'm a Christian because I go to church every Sunday.
我知道我是基督徒，是因为我每个星期都去教会。
But it's entirely possible to go to church every Sunday and not be a Christian.
但是呢，完全的可能就是你每个星期天都去教会，但是却不是基督徒。
Someone might say, I had someone say to me, because I'm a good person and I do good things.
然后有人就说，哦，那因为我是好人，我也做善事。
There are atheists who are good people and do good things.
那边也有这个无神论者，他们是好人，然后也做好，也有好的行为。
Many people will say, I'm a Christian because I was baptized.
还有好多人会说我是基督徒因为我受洗了。
But you can be baptized without truly believing in your heart.
但是你有可能就是你可能受洗但是心里边却没有真正相信。
And so John, one of the key messages of his book is to answer the question, how do I know that I'm a Christian?
所以约翰这个书信的一个主要的就是一个他的一个信息就是你如何知道自己是基督徒呢?
And he gives us some very specific answers.
他给我们一些很具体的答案。
I'm starting at the end of the book where I, on the, where I ended the last slide.
然后呢，我从这个书信的结尾，就是我上一个幻灯片里面讲的。
Because the first way I know is that I believe in the name of the Son of God.
我第一个途径就是我信神儿子的名。
Now I want you to notice how he says it.
我们来看看他是如何说的。
He could have said,
他可以说,
that you believe in the Son of God.
你相信神的儿子。
That would mean, I believe he is divine. I believe he's the Son of God.
那个可能就意味着说我相信他是属天的我相信他是神的儿子。
But he says it differently.
但是他却说的不一样。
He says that you believe in the name of the Son of God.
他说你们信奉神儿子之名的人。
And when I read that this week, I thought, that's an odd way to say it.
然后我就说这是一个挺奇怪的一个表述的方式。
Why not just say, believe in the Son of God?
为什么不就直接说相信神儿子呢?
But if you go back through the New Testament,
但如果你回去就是看这个新约。
The name represents not just an intellectual belief, but name represents the whole character of who Jesus is.
所以这个名字，这个名呢，不单单说是代表了一种就是头脑中的这样一个相信，而是它代表了耶稣整个的这个特征。
All through the book of Acts.
就是《使徒行传》整本书。
The apostles preached about the name of Jesus.
这个使徒传讲的是耶稣的名。
Name meant who he was.
这个名就意味着他是谁。
Name meant what he had done.
这个名意味着他做了什么。
Name meant his relationship with me.
然后这个名就意味着他跟我的关系。
And so when John says, I write these things that you may believe in the name of the Son of God.
然后约翰说，当我写给你们是要让你们这个信奉神儿子之名。
That you may know that you have eternal life.
要叫你们知道自己有永生。
He is saying, I am writing for more than just that you signed up that, yes, I believe Jesus was divine.
他说我写给你们不是说你们就是签一下名说我相信就是在一个陈述上说我相信耶稣是属天的你签个名就而已。
It is not just this vague religious commitment.
不是一个模模糊糊的一个对宗教的一个委身。
It is a resting of our entire faith on this person.
而是说我们把自己的整个信心都放在这个人身上放。
Last night I began reading a new book that was just written about American religious beliefs.
然后呢我昨天晚上在读一本关于美国这种各种宗教信仰的一本书。
The writer is a skeptic.
这个作者呢是一个怀疑论者。
And he's writing about Americans who talk about their religion and their beliefs.
然后他就在写这些相信他们的宗教他们信仰的这些美国人。
But for many of them, what this writer shows is their belief is a very shallow, thin belief.
然后根据这个作者他就看到这个很多美国人他们的这个信仰他们相信的就是一个很肤浅的很浅薄的一个相信。
It doesn't actually change their life.
并没有说改变他们的生命。
There's a story about a stuntman who put a rope up across Niagara Falls.
然后那边有个故事就讲到有一个在一个做这个钢丝表演走杂技的一个人他在这个尼亚加拉大瀑布上放了一个钢丝。
And he walked a tightrope across that huge waterfall.
然后他就是在这个钢丝上走过了这个尼亚加拉大瀑布就是。
Everyone was amazed.
然后所有看到的人都很惊奇。
He said,
然后他就说
Do you believe I can do that? Go back across pushing a wheelbarrow.
你们相信不相信我可以推着一个小推车把这个就是穿过这个大瀑布。
Yes, we believe you can.
然后大家说我们相信。
So he went back across on the tightrope, pushing the wheelbarrow.
然后他就在这个回到这个钢丝上推着这个小推车过去。
And then he said,
然后他又问
Do you believe I can go back across pushing the wheelbarrow with someone in the wheelbarrow?
你们相信不相信我可以这个小推车里边呢还坐着一个人我可以穿过去。
Yes.
大家说相信。
And he said, who will volunteer?To get in the wheelbarrow.
他说你们谁愿意这个志愿者坐在这个轮子这个小推车里
And there were no volunteers.
那时候就没有人出来愿意做这个志愿者了
They believed up here.
他们在头脑中相信
But it was only a shallow belief.
但是那只是一个那个很表面的相信
John says.
约翰说
This is how you know if you are a Christian.
这个是你如何知道你是不是基督徒。
Will you get in the wheelbarrow?
你会不会去坐到那个小推车里呢
?You see, to be a Christian.
作为基督徒。
Means I trust him with everything.
就是我把每样事情都交付于他信交给他。
I allow him.
我允许他。
And that is what it means to believe and trust.
我允许他做每一样事情，那个就意味着这个相信，信靠。
So, let's continue.
让我们继续。
What's that going to look like? Once I make that commitment, yes, I believe.
一旦我做了这样子的委身，我这样相信了。
Then how do I know that?
那我如何知道我有这样子的相信呢？
Chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章第三节。
By this we know that we have come to know him.
就是我们晓得我们是认识他。
This is how I know that I am walking in relationship with him.
这样子我是如何知道我在跟他同行呢？是这样我知道的。
If we keep his commandments.
就是我们遵守他的诫命。
Whoever says I know him but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
人若说我认识他却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
Now once again, I'm glad that John is the one saying that, not me.
我很高兴是约翰这么说的，而不是我说的。
Because I want you to be angry at John, not at me.
因为我想你对约翰生气，而不是对我生气。
John is very blunt.
然后这个约翰讲话真的是很直。
He says,
他说
Even my translator is angry at John. She's going to leave.
Now I got some water.
John says,
约翰说
If I say I know God, I am walking in relationship with him.
如果我说我认识神，我跟耶稣也同行。
But I'm not keeping his commandments.
但是我却不遵守他的诫命。
I'm a liar.
那我就是说谎的。
What is he saying?
他什么意思呢？
He is saying, and this connects back to verse 1 in chapter 2.
然后这个跟一章二节也相连。
He says, I am writing to you that you do not commit sin.
然后他说我写信给你们是让你们不要犯罪。
Now, some people have read that and said, so if I ever stumble, there's no hope.
所以有的人读的就说哦，那我一旦是跌倒那就没有希望了。
So John continues.
但是约翰继续说
If anyone does sin,
如果有人犯罪
we have an advocate with the Father.
在父那里我们有一位中保。
So here's what I think is so important to understand from this.
所以在这里非常重，我们要认识的非常重要的一点就是
There are people who say, yes, I'm a Christian.
有人就说，哦，是的，我是基督徒。
I deliberately go my own way.
我就是故意的要行我自己的路。
I know what God tells me to do, but I do my own way.
我知道神的吩咐，但是我要走自己的路。
John says,
约翰说
That person is a liar.
那个人是个说谎者。
They don't truly know God.
他们并没有真正认识神。
Now, there are other people.
那有另外一种人。
Who read only verse 1, the first part of verse 1.
然后他们就读了，只读了第一句。
And they say,If I ever stumble, if I ever fall into sin, then I don't know God.
如果我一旦就是我犯罪或者我跌倒，那说明我就不认识神。
John gives us this wonderful, wonderful balance.
约翰给了我们这个很好的这样一个平衡。
I will not deliberately walk in sin.
我不会说有意的、故意的，就是行在罪中。
But if I fall into sin, I call on Jesus and I have an advocate.
然后呢，如果我真的是不小心我落在罪中，那我向耶稣呼求，是我的，这是我的中保，是我的辩护者。
Do you see the balance there?
你有没有看到这个期间的平衡？
If I am living the eternal life that starts now,
如果我在活在这种现在就开始的永生之中
I will not choose willingly to sin, commit sin.
我就不会说心甘情愿的、有意的去选择犯罪的生活。
Because when I choose that sin, I am saying, God, I will not do what you say. I will do my own thing.
然后呢，当我们有意的，就是选择的这样去选择的去犯罪的时候，我们就是对神说，神啊，我不会去做你让我，你说的要做的，我要去做我自己要做的。
And I cannot walk with God and walk in that rebellion.
我不能说跟在那种悖逆之中还能跟神同行。
But at the same time,
但是同时
if I am walking with God and I am trying to live my life in obedience to him,
如果我和神同行，我也想活在对神的顺服，按照神的话顺服去的去生活。
And in a moment of temptation, I stumble and fall.
但是在这个试探之中，我跌倒，就是跌倒了。
I can remember.
我可以记住。
My father loves me.
我的父神，我的父爱我。
I once had a teacher who said it like this.
我有一个老师是这样说。
He says, as God's children, we are in his hand.
作为天父神的孩子，我们在他的手中。
And when we stumble in his hand.
当我们那个跌倒的时候，我们还是在他的手心里边跌倒，在他的手上。
We don't rebel and say, God, I won't do what you say.
我们不是说悖逆，对神挥拳头说，神啊，我不要去做你要我做的。
But if we stumble, we fall in his hand.
当我们这样跌倒的时候，我们摔倒的时候，我们落在他的手中。
And we can say, Father.
我们可以说，父啊。
First John says, I have an advocate with the Father.
然后约翰一书说，我在父面前有一位宗保。
I still will walk with you.
我仍然要和你同行。
Now let me move on.
让我们继续。
Chapter 3 verse 14 gives us another way we know we are Christians.
第三章十四节给我们另外一个我们可以知道自己是基督徒的途径。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers.
我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是已经出死入生了。
When we are God's child,
当我们是神的孩子的时候
we will love.Our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们就会爱在基督里在主里的弟兄姐妹。
That doesn't mean we will agree with them on everything.
不意味着这并不意味着我们在每件事情上跟他们都同意他们的做法。
But we love them because we know God loves them and we love them through his love.
然后我们爱他们是因为我们知道神爱他们，我们通过神的爱去爱他们。
Chapter 4, I'm going to come back to another one, but chapter 4 gives us the same idea.
第四章给我们这样同样的观念。
By this we know, verse 11, if God loved us, we ought to love one another.
他是这样说，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Becoming a child of God changes how I see other Christians.
成为神的孩子就是改变了我们如何来看待别的基督徒。
It gives me a love for them.
就是在我心里有这个爱，放在我心里有这种爱。
And even when what they do offends me,
就算是他们所做的真的是冒犯我。
I am able to remember how much God has forgiven me.
我就可以记住说神是如何的饶恕我。
And I find the grace to forgive them.
然后我就能够找到这种去饶恕的恩典。
The fourth one on this list.
所以在这其中的第四点是
By this we know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him.
从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。
For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart.
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切是没有不知道的。
This fourth example or fourth answer to this question is so important.
所以这个第四个点呢，是非常的重要。
Because you see, sometimes even very godly people become discouraged.
有的时候就是说很敬虔的人也会灰心丧气。
Sickness can make us discouraged.
有的时候是疾病让我们灰心丧气。
Depression.
或者是这种忧郁症，忧郁。
Pressures from the world around us.
或者是我们周围世界所带给我们的压力。
And our heart can begin to condemn us.
然后我们的心有时候也开始来责备我们。
Satan will begin to say to us, if you were really a good Christian, this wouldn't happen to you.
然后撒旦就会在对我们说，如果你真的是基督徒的话，那就不应该有这些事情发生在你身上。
And we can begin to feel condemned.
我们好像就会觉得自己呢，就是很，好像是被已经被定罪。
John says.
约翰说
，If our heart begins to condemn us,
如果我们的心开始责备我们
，we can trust in God who is greater than our heart.
我们可以相信比我们的心更大的神。
We can say, Father,
我们可以说父啊。
I don't feel very much like a Christian today.
我今天不太感觉不太像基督徒。
I don't feel very joyful.
我也没有觉得快乐喜乐。
Maybe right now I don't even feel much love for my brothers.
然后我现在可能也对我的弟兄姐妹好像感觉没什么爱。
But God?
但是神呢？
First John says, you are greater than my heart.
约翰一书说你比我们的心大。
And so I'm going to trust in your heart rather than my heart.
所以我就是要信靠你的心而不是我自己的心。
You see, sometimes in the challenges and the difficulties of life,
有的时候在生活中的这种困难和挑战当中，
You have to say,
你必须要说
My faith is not in me.
我的信心不在我自己身上。
My faith is not in how strong I can believe.
我的信心不在于说我能多坚强的去，坚固的去相信。
My faith is in him.
我的信心在于他身上。
And he is stronger than my faith.
他比我的信心更强壮，更坚固。
You see, it is better to have a weak faith in a strong God.
更好的是有一个，哪怕是有一个软弱的信心，但是一个坚固的神。
Than to have a strong faith in a weak God.
而这个就是说有一个软弱的信心但是更坚强坚固的神好过有一个坚强的信心但是软弱的神。
And when Satan attacks us and brings us to doubt.
然后有时候撒旦会攻击我们会让我们怀疑。
Sometimes the only thing for us to say.
有时候唯一的我们要做的要说的就是
God, I have a very weak faith.
神啊我有一个很软弱的信心。
My heart is condemning me.
我的心在责备我。
And I do not feel strong.
我也感觉不感觉自己强壮。
But God, I'm going to put my weak little faith in you.
但是我会神啊，我要把我这个小小的这个软弱的信心放在你身上。
Because I know you are strong.
因为我知道你是坚固的、坚强的、强壮的。
And that gives us confidence.
那个给我们这个确信。
The last one on this list.
所以在这个里边最后一个。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
第四章十二节。
We know that we abide in him.
我们知道我们住在神里边。
And he in us.
然后神也住在我们里边。
Because he has given us of his spirit.
因为他can you say the last word, last sentence?
Because, verse 13. Because he has given us of his spirit.
因为他将他的灵赐给我们。
The role of the Holy Spirit is to give us the assurance, I am God's child.
所以圣灵的角色就是给我们这种确信，让我们知道我们是神的孩子。
That's what gives us peace and confidence and even joy in difficult times.
所以那个就是在即使是在困难的环境中，那是带给我们平安，带给我们这种确信，甚至是喜乐。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us assurance, we are God's children.
因为圣灵带给我们确据，让我们知道我们是神的孩子。
And so when you read 1 John,
所以当你读约翰一书的时候，
I think it should always do two things.
我觉得应该总是带给你两件事。
Number one, it should always convict us.
第一个呢，它总是要就是要定我们。定我们的心，让我们的心能够知罪。
As we realize our responsibility, our calling to love one another.
所以让我们知道我们的责任是要彼此相爱。
To be joyful.
要喜乐。
To live in victory over sin.
要得胜。
Just those three things will convict us.
就是那三件事情就可以责备我们，让我们知罪。
But it also should give us great encouragement.
但是同时也带来我们很，给我们带来很大的鼓励，也激励我们。
Because we have a heavenly Father who is powerful to give us strength.
因为我们有一位强壮的天父，因为可以给我们力量。
We have the Son who is our advocate.With the Father.
我们有神的儿子是我们的中保，是我们的辩护者。
And we have the Holy Spirit who gives us assurance and peace in our heart.
然后我们有圣灵给我们的心带来确据和平安。
And so when we finish book 1 John,
所以当我们读完约翰一书的时候，
we should finish with confidence.
我们的心里边应该是读完了以后心里边是很有确据的，很有确信。
We are God's children.
我们是神的孩子。
And we can live in confidence as his children.
我们可以作为他的儿女，我们可以活在这种确信确据中。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起以祷告来结束。
Dear God, help us to live as your people.
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们作为你的百姓。
Not to live in fear.
不是活在恐惧中。
Not to live with despair.
不是活在这种绝望中。
But to know we're your children.
去真的知道我们是你的孩子。
You care for us.
你真的是照顾我们。
And our eternal life starts already.
然后我们的永生已经开始。
Help us to live that way.
帮我们能够帮助我们活出那样的生命。
That as people see us, they will see that kind of confidence and joy in our life.
当人们看到我们时候，能不能看到那种喜乐和那种确信？
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Next week, we will finish with the book of